Kind of giving us just a short state of things on offense. Are you satisfied with where you're at right now?
Well, I think we've made a ton of progress over the course of the past week and a half or so, and we've seen a lot of positive things. The guys are working hard. We feel good about, where we are as far as our communication up front, guys being able to make plays on the perimeter, how our running backs are running the football. So we're definitely trending in the right direction.
With so many young receivers, you know, what have you seen from those guys so far?
There's been a learning curve, but at the same time, they're working hard. They're spending a lot of hours with Coach Saunders, just trying to digest all of what we put on their plate. But even so, with that being said, you've seen flashes of all their potential. You know, in particular with Corey, Corey Coleman, he's made a big player too in every practice we've had thus far.
What are you seeing from RG3, and can you kind of compare where he's at now to maybe where he was before that June minicamp?
He has more of a command of our offense. He's able to manage all the checks and all the things that we ask him to do at the line of scrimmage. There's been just continued work on developing continuity with the receivers and tight ends and all the new guys that he's working with for the first time. But he's been working hard, and there's been a lot of positive things that have happened for us in practice.
Pep, there's a national story that the Cowboys are inquiring about Josh McCown. If it were up to you, would you make that deal?
I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Have you noticed a change in RG3's mechanics at all since he worked with Tom House? And if so, what kind of things did he come back doing differently?
I think because he had time to just work out over the summer, you know, a lot of the things that we've asked him to do from a fundamental and technical standpoint, we were able to facilitate those things through Coach House out in California. But he's throwing the ball well. Mechanically, you know, he's always been, all right, just as good as anyone else with regards to being able to throw the football all over the field. So we feel good about where he is right now.
How's he doing in terms of just dropping back and processing what he's seeing?
He's been good. He's been good. And we'll find out about his ability to recognize looks from a defense that he's not so familiar with once we play a game next week.
Is it a work in progress to try to figure out if you guys are going to strike some type of balance between, him running or throwing from the pocket? Or, you know, do you have an idea of how you want that to look yet?
Well, there will come a time when he will have to run. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we'll call a run and play for our quarterback or for any of our quarterbacks for that matter. But, I mean, I think it's good that, you know, our quarterbacks, you know, they're all good enough athletes that they can manage bad plays by extending plays and making throws downfield or tucking the ball and running and getting us positive yards on first and second down and even on third down.
What do you Hugh Jackson is...
Can I get a towel? Thank you.
Hugh Jackson has had some pretty high praise for the two running backs, Duke and Isaiah. What are you seeing from those two guys, and what do you think your designs are?
I think they're competing with each other each day in practice. You know, they've both done a ton of good things. We've actually had some live periods in practice, so you've had a chance to see them run in, I don't want to say a game-like environment, but you've seen some real-life football, and they've done well. But both guys are players, you know, backs that can play without the ball, and they have the ability to score the ball as well. So they've been positive, you know.
You mentioned Corey Coleman, and he's kind of jumped out to us, too. What do you like about him? What have you seen that you like about
him? He can score the ball. I think we saw it a couple days ago in our scrimmage where he caught a hitch route down inside the red zone area. He made two guys miss, and he scored the football. So that's what we're going to need him to do. We need a big play threat or two or three on the perimeter, and we feel like he's a guy that can do those things.
How about in terms of running routes? I mean, even RG3 admitted he ran a limited amount in college. How's he doing with that?
Well, he's a good enough athlete, and with the coaching that he has, you know, having Al Saunders, I'm sure that in time he'll continue to progress in that area, and he'll do just fine.
Is it fair to say that he's going to be a vertical guy for you in this offense with how you want to use him?
Well, no. Just like I said, he caught a hitch route, which is a five-yard route. He caught it, made two guys miss, and found a way to score the football. So he can do both.
I'm sorry. the other three drafted wideouts. Has any of them separated from that pack?
They've done, like, I'll start with Rashad Higgins. You know, he is a, for a young guy, you know, his skill set is above average. You know, he can do a lot of things with regards to beating press coverage and running routes. His routes are fairly detailed for a young guy, and he's still a work in progress, but he's shown tremendous progress over the course of training camp. Ricardo Lewis, big, strong wide out, reminds me a lot of Andre Johnson, someone that I had a chance to work with last year. And when I say that, I say a poor man's Andre Johnson. Let me put it in perspective. But they're working hard. They're working hard, and we'll find out next week when we play a game just where they are.
Peyton came into the league with a tag of possession receiver on him. You know what that means in the NFL. Is that a mold that he's built?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think, he missed some time in the spring because of UCLA's graduation, and he's working hard to get caught up with the rest of the guys, but he's done some positive things also.
Hey, Pep, what are the challenges of developing a rookie like Cody when he's not getting a ton of reps on
you? Well, it takes time. I think, you know, for all quarterbacks, it takes time for them to get acclimated to the speed of the NFL game, but more importantly, to develop more of an understanding of NFL defenses. That's what it's all about, at the position that they play, you know, the quarterback position. And so he's working hard. You know, we put a ton of time into watching film, and he's working each day in practice just like the rest of the guys, working hard.
Is he a guy that ideally wouldn't have to play this year?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Other than Gary Barnage at tight end, it seems like it's a free-for-all for whatever spots are left. Has anyone emerged out of that group?
Yeah. Randall Telfer, he makes a play every day, and he's playing well without the ball. Connor Hamlet has made some amazing catches. Bibbs, you know, he's been able to play both the tight end position for us and play some fullback. And J.P. Holtz, you know, he stepped in, and once again, you know, with some attrition that we've had on the practice field, he's been a guy that can play multiple spots for us. So, you know, those guys are working hard, and Coach Seaman's doing a great job and getting them ready for the preseason.
You mentioned RG3 working with all these guys for the first time. So for the first week or two weeks, you know, what are the one or two things that you look for the most improvement out of?
Just efficiency managing the offense, you know, being smart with the football, and just doing really what the play prescribes. You know, the preseason is all about, you know, hardening our knuckles as an offense, you know, just because we don't get a lot of time to bang on our own guys in practice, so it'll be an opportunity to go out and play some real live football and establish our identity as a power running team, you know, with the threat of making big plays downfield.
In what areas has Cam Irving improved, and how comfortable are you with him having to be that guy in the center point?
He's improved his command of the offense, of the system. The communication up front has been better, and it's still a work in progress, but he is a big athletic guy that's smart and tough. So we knew once he was able to kind of get fixated at one position and just get locked in and get those reps that there would be a ton of improvement on his behalf, and he's been very good for us so far.
What are you hoping to see out of tomorrow's live scrimmage?
Well, once again, every opportunity that Coach Jackson gives us to be physical and harden our knuckles and play some real live football, you know, guys getting tackled, it gives us an opportunity to feel good about the brand of football that we're going to play. We'll grind it out, you know, hit you in the mouth, try and impose our will, running the football style of offense with the threat of hitting the big plays downfield. So it'll be fun to compete against our defense and see where we're at.
With three or four Baylor Bears here, with Art Briles being in attendance the other day, it's only natural for some people not here to assume that the Browns are running a Baylor spread offense in the future. Could you clarify the difference of what you guys are doing to what the perception of that offense is?
I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know enough about the Baylor offense to compare it to.
You just mentioned power running game. I mean, that's very important in what you guys are doing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I put the competition at right tackle. Is that with Bailey and Coleman? Is that when you want to be settled at a certain point, or can you all out all the way to the end of the preseason?
That's coach's decision to make.
Yeah. How much are you looking forward to having? Good.
No, you can go ahead.
How much are you looking forward to getting Josh involved, Josh Gordon involved in the offense, and have you been working with him at all and getting him used to the offense?
Well, the only exposure that I've had to Josh with Josh Gordon was at the Pro Bowl. I think it was maybe 2014, and he was amazing. You know, he's an amazing talent, and I'm excited for him to have an opportunity to get out on the field so that we can work with him full time. You know, but it'll be fun to see where he's at, you know, once he's back on the practice field.